Good morning, fellow homesteaders. It's Thursday morning. We just got back from our trip last night. Had a great week in North Carolina playing with the grandbabies. Got to go to the ocean. Got to go on a little canoe paddle trip. I had lots of fun. Beautiful country over there. And drove through the mountains and all that. Very nice. But after 2 days of driving, we got home last night and didn't really do much other than unload the truck and make sure everybody still had food and water and just kind of chilled out on the couch for just a little bit and went to bed exhausted. So I thought I'd take you on a little walk around the homestead this morning. Just come out the back door. Said good morning to the dogs. They've all got food and water, so they're happy. They got to sleep in the house last night, so they were glad that we're home. And sitting here looking at the ducks. The ducks are happy. Their pool needs to be cleaned out. Daughter takes care of that. She'll do that tonight, I'm sure. But they still got water in their pool. Got food. And they're glad to see me, though. They're walking up and down the fence, quacking at me. We got a male and a female mallard, a mallard drake and a mallard hen, and good looking ducks. Maybe one of these days we'll get an egg every now and then. And coming on down the driveway here toward the chickens, there's a big feather laying here on the ground. I don't know what that is. Kind of a gray and white or brown and white. Long feather, 8-9 inches long. Kind of skinny, like a primary flight feather. I don't know what it's out of, though. I think we'll let the chickens out here. Probably going to have to mow a little bit later today, but they haven't been out all week, so I'm going to let them out. I'm going to get some fresh grass. And they can enjoy their morning. And I'll just have to mow around them whenever I get ready to mow. Well, they come right out and start pecking at the grass. The chicken pen is about 12 foot wide, 24, 25 foot long. And they made short work of the grass in there so they don't get any grass while they're pinned up. Except for what they can reach outside that grows over around them. The chickens are all happy. We had somebody coming out here and gathering eggs and making sure everybody was good while we were gone. And so we got just a few eggs in here. Well, right after I looked in the egg land boxes, the recording stopped. So I am back to recording now. We're going to look inside the coop here. Well, we still got a little bit of feed, just a little bit of water. We'll have to redo all that today. Got two hens still sitting in here. I let everybody out. Let the chickens out. Can't let the ducks out yet because we don't trust them to come back for some reason. Chickens always do, except for that one that never did. But so we got the chickens let out. They come running right out and started pecking at that fresh grass. They really like that. So let's walk around into the chicken pen over here to the garden. And just kind of look through here. Well, the grass is really taking over that garden. And I see some big old Roma tomatoes in there and some cherry tomatoes. When I was in there just a minute ago, I picked some of them cherry tomatoes and ate them. My Brussels sprouts, looking at them from here, they're still no bigger than about a pencil eraser. I don't know. The bugs are starting to get to them pretty good too. So I don't know if we're going to get any Brussels sprouts again. I think maybe this climate is just too hot without some kind of real good shady area or greenhouse or something where you could control the sun, control the temperature a little bit. My beets aren't looking very good. I'm going to have to get in there and pull them beets and pull the rest of them onions. I've got, I think, 8 onions that I pulled last week before we left. And got them stored on the back porch because the tops were laid over. Looks like the rest of them are laying over now. So I got to get in there and get them. Got a couple of cantaloupes that look like they're ready to pick. And, well, the grass is just taking over the garden. We ended up with about at least a good third of the garden that we never did get to plant because it was always just too wet. And that's where our okra was going to go. So we never did get it planted. And the grass is just taking over, growing like crazy. I've been getting in there mowing it with a push mower, is how bad it is. So I'm thinking we may be toward the end of our garden season here. Cucumbers are still doing good. The squash are still doing okay. Part of the squash plant's dying off. Part of that one plant anyway. I don't know if the squash bugs have got to it or what the deal is, but maybe about time to put the garden away for the year. And just not have a garden for the rest of the year, which may be okay because I'll tell you a little bit about why that may be okay here in just a little bit. But first, we're going to walk out here to the fruit trees and see what's going on out here. Now, I already know that I'm not going to get any fruit because the only thing that ever set any fruit was that one apple tree. I told you we had 22 apples at one time. Come out about a week later, we were down to 12. And then a few days later, we came out to check on them. I was going to show them off because they were getting pretty nice. Almost, not quite tennis ball size. I don't know what's between a tennis ball and a golf ball. Maybe a racquetball or something. I don't know. Never played racquetball. But they were about that size, a little bigger than a golf ball. And just starting to turn pink. And, man, they were beautiful. And came out here to show them off, and they were all gone. And one of the tips of the apple tree, tips of one branch, was just all mangled and chewed on. I know it was the deer. Sorry, rascals. It's all right. Deer eat the apples, I'll eat the deer. I'm okay with that. On around here to the blackberries. We got a whole bunch of blackberries growing in the creek down here in front of the house. But they always put on tiny little blackberries. Like no more than just maybe a dozen little segments on a blackberry and just little bitty things. So we had the bright idea we'd dig some of them up and transplant them up here by the shop where we could water them with the garden. And they wouldn't be as brushed in with all the sumac and the other blackberries. They'd have a little more space. Maybe they'd get bigger. Well, they didn't. They didn't get any bigger. They're putting on blackberries, tons of little bitty blackberries, but they're still just tiny. So it may be time for them to go too. And make it a little easier to get up there and weed eat without having to get around them. Whenever we get to where we're going, we'll probably plant some thornless blackberries and raspberries and things like that. But the transplanted blackberry experiment, I think, is a bust. Just for the simple fact that they never did get any bigger. So that's a quick tour around the garden. We'll talk about a little bit more about our future plans coming up. All right, welcome back. I'm sitting here on the front porch now, looking out over the front yard, thinking I probably need to mow. So that's probably what I'm going to do the rest of the day. Mow and probably pick sand burrs and spray them with a little bit of weed killer. It's gonna be a good day. It's beautiful, sunshiny. It's not very warm, probably upper 70s, maybe 80. And the chickens are pretty happy that we're home. They're out pecking on grass. And it's going to be a beautiful day. So while we're in North Carolina, we talked to the kids a little bit about where we're going to go. Our son's getting ready to get out of the Marine Corps, and he's still got some stuff to take care of, some options to explore with his separation from the Corps. And then we're all pretty excited, thinking pretty much that we're going to head to Colorado from here. I'm not sure on the exact timeline yet. Like I said, some of this involves the military, and if you guys have ever messed with the military or the government, pretty much know that they do things on their own timeline. They're only in a hurry when they're in a hurry, and it doesn't really matter what you want. They'll do things whenever they get good and ready. So timeline's still a little bit sketchy, but we're pretty much got a place narrowed down somewhere around Aurora or Colorado Springs. Of course, I want to be someplace where there's trees and creeks and mountains to explore. It's always been a dream of mine to live in the mountains. Being from Oklahoma, this prairie state, mountains have always had a certain call to me, and the big trees. So that's probably where we're going, probably sometime this year or early next year at the latest, but probably sometime this fall is kind of the plan, what we're shooting for now anyhow. So wish us luck, stay tuned, kind of see how this thing goes. I'll be sharing some stuff about how we're going to try to pick an actual piece of property for our homestead. I'm sure there'll be lots of trials and tribulations. Hopefully there'll be a lot of successes and very few failures, but I'll share all those. That way, if we make a mistake someplace along the way, well, maybe we can share that and keep somebody else from making the same mistake that we made. And kind of what this community, homestead community, is all about. Everybody working together and learning from each other. It's my favorite part about it, for sure. So we will keep plugging along, and I'm excited for the future. That's all I got for this week. I appreciate you guys joining me. Sorry that we missed you last week, but we were having coffee with grandbaby every morning and playing all day. So that's it. I hope you guys are having a great day. And remember, if you are not following your dream, you're helping somebody else to follow theirs.